My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Excited to take a few minutes to catch up with Josh Mora, who I worked with at Empire Sports Network. You do remember Empire Sports Network. I am happy to have Josh, who hosts, getting ahead of myself here, his new podcast, The Back Nine, with Dennis Williams, who once upon a time succeeded our show in the evenings here at WGR. Josh, are you back in Orlando?
Mike, I am indeed. It's nice to be on with you and to be back on the air in Buffalo, if only briefly.
Have you ever been on WGR? You think yes or no?
That's a good question. Probably not when I was at Empire, because Bob kind of forbade that, as you know.
Right.
And we had our own outlet. But yeah, I think when I was at Channel 2 before I went to Empire. At some point I must have been.
Or maybe even with Dennis? How well did you know Dennis? I mean, you were colleagues in local TV for a period of time. Did you know him well?
Yeah, we've been friends for 30 years. I mean, since before we came to Buffalo, We worked at sister stations. I was in Elmira, and he was in Utica. And then by coincidence, we ended up at competing stations there. I was at Channel 2, and he was at Channel 4, just within a few weeks of each other back in 1996. And so we've been friends ever since. I don't remember if I was on with Dennis when he was on the air at GR. I don't.
That's okay. This isn't really important anyway, is it? Any previous visits to the radio station you may have had, who needs to know?
No, that's probably right. It's a thrill to be on with you now. That's the important part, right?
Yes, thank you. And it was my thrill to do your podcast with Dennis recently, The Back Nine. It came out this week. Would you please just talk about where the idea came from and what it is?
Yeah, so it's The Back Nine, and it's the number nine. It's available on all the platforms, Apple, Spotify, YouTube, and all that. It started really in the pandemic. You know, the purpose of it is it's aimed at, you know, guys who are of our vintage, Mike, you know, who have gone through some things, right? You know, he and I are both on our third careers, and we've both been, you know, divorced, and we both have two daughters who are either in college or out of college. And it kind of came about in the pandemic. He was living in California at the time and was going through kind of his first really bad, post-divorce breakup. And we started talking, to each other via Zoom, as one did during the pandemic, you know, to kind of get him through that stuff. And we realized we had topics that might apply to other middle-aged guys. And so we started it then, and then as things happened, you know, it kind of drifted away. And then last summer, we were together in Chicago. We went to see the Cubs and the Red Sox, and we played golf a couple of times. And we were out for drinks with my sister, who said, guys, she's 33. And she said, you guys have to help me with the dating scene. And she just can be, really. And we were like, oh, my God, that's the podcast. And then we really put our brains to it and some energy and money behind it to get it started. And so he had, in the meantime, moved to Delray Beach, Florida. I'm in Orlando. And we now are in person. I drive down there when we record. We have a studio in Delray Beach. And you know, we've been doing it since about early December. We're in the middle of our fourth season. And we're really enjoying it. I mean, spiritually, Mike, it's really where I'm aligned with this notion of kind of helping other guys through all of the various aspects of middle-aged life and how we can accomplish more and face the challenges that happen, you know, at this stage of life.
It's super smart. I really respect and admire this whole thing. I love how you say it's where you're aligned with, what you're aligned with spiritually, because I'm somebody who's more just aligned spiritually with whether Marvin Harrison Jr. is a good pick at the end of the first round. I mean, I need to grow up here pretty soon. But I hope that I was able to share some meaningful words when I was on with you guys.
You did.
Thank you. It's Josh Mora is our guest on the Wester Hotline. If we can, for a few minutes here, go back to when you were working in the media in Buffalo. It's a long time ago, of course, a generation plus, but late 90s, I mean, we had no goal. We had Music City Miracle, you know, the Sabres there for a few years from Nolan to Lindy Ruff through Hasek. Josh, I mean, putting that into some perspective this many years later, there was a lot of drama. Flutie and Johnson, I mean, those 5 years, you know, there was a lot to talk about.
There was Flutie and Johnson. There was Dominic and the late sports writer Jim Kelly. I mean, there was Ted Nolan. I mean, there were so many things. And especially, Mike, when we were working together at Empire and NSA, I never had a better time in my life covering sports. We felt like we were inventing the whole regional sports network concept. We were breaking stories, and it was a really fun time. People were so engaged in sports in Buffalo. I mean, the whole town gathers around sports in Buffalo, and that's such a special aspect of that entire community. And it was special to be kind of, you know, in the middle of it and adjacent to it at the same time. It was really, really fun. I couldn't have asked for more. And I don't know what it's like to be in the middle of things now. Obviously, the Bills have been very good. The Sabres have not. You know, but I've been in Orlando for 14 and a half years in this community. While I love living here and I love palm trees and warm weather, it doesn't have the same attachment to its sports teams. And I think few cities really do the way that Buffalo does.
By the way, thinking of those years, I'm remembering Jeff Morrison, who passed away recently from cancer. And he also worked not only there, but here. Jeff was here doing updates many years ago now, but condolences to his family. He was always fun to be around.
He's a wonderful, wonderful guy. And when I was still at Channel 2, Mike, Empire hired me before the Sports Network had started to do the MAC Women's Softball Championship at Canisius. And
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It was play-by-play, and Jeff, I didn't know Jeff yet, and he was the color guy, and we became instant friends. And so, yes, my condolences to his wife, Kyle, and everybody in his family. And he was just one of the other reasons why being at Empire and being at Channel 2 also was so special, was because of the camaraderie that we had. There were so many great, great people that worked there. You and Steve Cishan and Bob Kaczynski and John DeMurl and all of the other anchors. Howard Simon could go on. Howard Simon. We just had so much fun. You know, and what's great is I'm still in touch with most of them. I mean, one of the things about the podcast, we have a lot of Buffalo, as you can imagine,
sure.
because Dennis and I became such good friends there. I mean, there's you. Our guest next week is a Buffalo-themed guest. Carrie Sayers, you remember Carrie? She was on at one point. Kevin O'Neill, Nick Bakay has been a guest. you know, so many people that have remained good friends over the years because of those connections. And Jeff was one of them. I kind of lost touch with Jeff and was really sorry to hear of his passing.
With Josh Mora for a few more minutes, some of my favorite memories of working there, I appreciate now how special it was to have the TV partnership because, and you know, they did very well for us on the radio side. There would be these great, you know, famous guests in the building to do TV to promote something, and then they would just be asked to come down the hall, like one day setting up, and Dick Schaap walks in.
Right.
I mean, like, just this is cool. This would not have happened, you know, in our market at just, quote, just a radio station. So, you know, that got me to Steve Tasker and, you know, so many, you know, Larry Felser, so many great people that were so well-known locally and beyond.
And people like Pete Weber would have Denny Crum on. I mean,
Denny Crum.
That was fantastic, right? and I remember, Mike, one time I was really Darcy Regier was the GM of the Sabres, and Tom Donahoe was the GM of the Bills, and they met. They had both been there for a couple of years, but they met for the first time in the studio with you.
Right.
And I thought that was amazing. Like, how can these two guys not know each other? And how neat is it that Mike is bringing them together on WNSA? I thought that was fantastic.
That was really cool. I didn't even think about whether they knew each other. I just thought it was a good idea to see how they would compare their jobs, you know, and just how life is the same, how life is different, Sabres and Bills. All right, fun to think back. You know, one more thing, Josh, you talked about the being... These weren't your words, but on the front end with the regional sports network idea, Empire was a huge deal. That's so different now, right? Like Bally's and everything, these teams have these big money partnerships, and then some of these networks just sort of go away. It's kind of all seemingly, a lot of this stuff tends to be pretty sad, the trends in media, but I wonder how you'd reflect on like what it was like, the business or just that particular part of it then versus now?
You know, I think, Mike, it's an interesting thing. It's sad in many ways. It's also exciting in others because the way we consume sports and the access we have to sports and the generations that are following us, it's a totally different approach. You know, one of the other things I was really fortunate to be able to do since I left was in my last job at Full Sail University, where I was for 14 years until I left in February. I was the executive director of partnerships. I was able to build the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting with Dan and several other partners on both sides of that. And just watching what they teach now and how the students, you know, they approach things like podcasting, right? You can reach people. How we communicate sports and watch through social media and all of the different shoulder programming and stuff that is created through that. And what's going to be happening the way, I mean, just think about how many cameras are at the Super Bowl now. I mean, 150 plus, almost 200 cameras, right? It's really interesting because there's so many different ways that we can consume sports. The Manning cast on Monday Night Football, what a fantastic idea that is. But when I look back and I think about, you know, how we were at that time, you know, Empire was really the first regional sports network to do sports news and then to add the radio station. And to take such an aggressive and assertive approach to breaking stories and really covering sports as if it was the most important thing in the community. And many days it was. You know, I remember all the things that were going to be built when Adelphia wanted to do the downtown project and forget why it fell apart. But that was a huge part of what could rebuild part of the Western New York community. I'm very glad that other projects have stepped in the void when Adelphia left, but it really felt like we were on the cutting edge of everything that was going on within a community. And even though I had five incredible years after in Chicago, which is my hometown and where I grew up, the joy of it was very different. The joy in Chicago was being involved with the teams that I grew up loving, kind of like you have for all the time you've been in Buffalo. But it was a different energy, and in many ways not as joyful as being a part of the community in Western New York. And I still get to come back. You know, I was there last week. Both of my daughters are there and in school. And it's always fun to be able to go back and to visit with people that, you know, just to see what's happened to the community since I left. It's exciting. It's a very exciting place right now. And I have another project. I have a production company with my younger brother, and we are developing a show. And as we're looking at the final shooting locations, Buffalo is one of the finalists, and not because of my attachment to it, but for totally separate reasons. And we're both excited that it's there.
Very good. Well done, Josh. Great to be connected with you again. The Back Nine, the number nine is the podcast you can find everywhere. Thanks for today.
Mike, thank you. Great to be connected with you, and kiss the ground in Buffalo for me.
All right. Josh Mora on the West Shore Hotline, back with more next. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!